Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday. Can't trust that day, alohas to you. Great to have you along. Nice to see some sunshine finally here. Your timing is superb. You are right here at the moment as we begin hour number two of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south. And as we get underway in hour number two, we welcome back to the airwaves Brian Boyd. Brian is a 30-year-plus professional intelligence analyst and CT, or counterterrorism specialist, former Green Beret, part of the leadership of JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command, overseeing SPEC forces. Also served in the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Treasury. Brian, welcome. Great to have you back today.
Good afternoon. How's life treating you?
So far, so good. Brian, I have been to college. I've been to a couple of different state fairs. I've even been to a goat roping, but I have never been witness to anything like what is going on right now on Capitol Hill with Schiff and Pelosi and the Intelligence Committee Star Chamber proceeding.
Yep. It's phenomenal to me after all the years I spent in government service. I've never seen such abuse of power in my life, especially with this carnival that's going on with the Congress, especially the Intelligence Committee. I don't think Americans even understand that the Intelligence Committee has absolutely no jurisdiction by virtue of the Constitution to even carry on these proceedings.
It's correct.
The Judiciary Committee.
Right. The Intelligence Committee was created for a very worthwhile purpose, and that is to oversee the activities of the various umbrella groups that now comprise the IC, the intelligence community. Back in my day, you know, Langley was the top dog of the food chain. After 9/11, of course, there was a disconnect with the agencies talking to each other. And so now we have this big umbrella arrangement. But, you know, when you watch what's transpiring in Washington, I'm reminded of somebody had a tweet the other day, and it had a picture of Obama and Comey and Brennan all together walking next to the Rose Garden there in the back of the White House. And it said, you know, there was a time when America's criminal investigative agencies were after the mob. And now the mob is essentially the same agencies. It's astonishing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I could go on and expound on my personal experience with the different agencies, because I used to be a briefer for various agencies for the Justice Department.
Right.
I was a briefer for Justice, and I was a briefer for the Defense. I brief White House staffers on a regular basis. And in the days I was in it, everybody who came in the room had to sign a non-disclosure agreement or you'd be prosecuted.
Right.
I had no idea whatever happened to that kind of legitimacy, but there was times when I threw out White House people from a briefing, because we were talking about going in on an operation to go after terrorist groups or rescue hostages or take people off hijacked airplanes. And you had to trust, because people's lives are at stake. And some of these people would just yak and compromise the mission. Nowadays, it seems like everybody has a personal agenda and they don't care who they hurt. Not so much the President of the United States, but they hurt a lot of other people. And the destructiveness of this myopic approach to the government is just amazing to me.
Yeah, it's all driven through this this prism of ideology, it seems.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I have a personal opinion. I'd like to see McCabe prosecuted for what he's done.
Right.
Thank God the U.S. Attorney's got enough guts to go after it. I'm I'm impressed with Bill Barr because he's above reproach.
Yep.
And I think everybody sees that, even though they tried to discriminate against him. But he's opening up a massive can of worms. And I think in the end, I guess this whole carnival is only designed to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to sway the American voter by attaching the word impeachment to Trump.
Right.
And everybody's concluding there is no impeachable offense, but you can keep smearing him, hoping to maybe sway voters in the long run. But in the end, I think it's really going to turn around and bite them. I don't know. You follow what happened when Trump released the transcript
right.
of the discussion with Zelensky. And you know who it hurt the most? It hurt Joe Biden the most because he got exposed and his son got exposed. I don't think they intended that. I think Schiff really kept on it.
Yeah, that one certainly blew up in their faces. Essentially, the testimony we heard last week, and we're talking with Brian Boyd, who's a longtime government counterterrorism specialist working in intelligence. Essentially, we had people last week that were not privy to the actual phone call between President Zelensky and President Trump. Now, this week, some of the upcoming testimony in the proceedings will come from career intel and military officers, at least one of whom says he was on the phone call. So for those that are unaware of how this all works, Brian, can you explain what happens there? Who is really on a call that the president makes?
Well, the way the system really works, when the president's on a phone call like that, the only people that are privy to it are the ones that are part of the decision-making process. The Secretary of Defense might be there, the Secretary of State, a transcriber or a translator would be present.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be any reason or need for a CIA intelligence analyst like this poser who's telling everybody he knows it, he's third hand. The military officer Vindman might be only present because he was in the next room over listening in.
Right.
But from what I've been looking at, and this was what angers me the most with my career in special forces, and I see a military officer in uniform parading like a clown walking into the Congress as if he has some degree of credibility by wearing my Army uniform.
Right.
And giving the impression he's credible. When you dig into his background and you find out his boss reprimanded him for denigrating and belittling and talking down the United States from a bunch of Russians and junior officers, he is not respected by his boss or his peers or his subordinates. And I'm just hoping the American people aren't influenced by a military officer as if he is some sort of he may have had a hero medal, he may have got wounded, but that does not make him represent the United States Army.
Yeah, certainly does not. And we're given to understand from some of the leakers that are ostensibly privy to how that all transpired that it was Adam Schiff who encouraged Lieutenant Colonel Vindman to show up wearing his military uniform rather than the civvies that he wore every day going to work at the NSC.
That's correct. That's correct. And in my opinion, that is not only unethical for him to do that, it is extremely unprofessional. And the rest of us who proudly wear the uniform are very upset because he's discoloring that Army uniform. And it just bothers the heck out of me. He's like some of these guys that show up at Veterans Appraisal, all their pins on. You find out he spent 2 weeks on basic training.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care what medals he supposedly got. But his opinion, what bothered me the most was how he denigrated the United States in front of those Russians when he was on duty in Germany and his boss had to pull him aside and verbally reprimand him for being unethical and unprofessional and especially denigrating fellow officers and Americans. You know, how that guy had to land in the NSC is probably because he got pushed to have another place where they didn't want him.
Yeah. I think it's kind of telling that he never made Fulberg colonel. I guess there's a reason for that, huh?
Well, I think I spoke to you about that before because, you know, a lieutenant colonel is not an impressive rank. I was a major, but I got pushed out of the system when one president came in and I wound up coming back as a defense contractor doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, careers can get truncated for one reason or another.
Sure.
But a lieutenant colonel is an executive level and he has not had, obviously, any command time. And if he did, I don't think he was worthwhile because it just bothers me that he is using his rank or his uniform to try and sway opinion. But he's not patriotic. I don't care if he says he is. the proof from his former boss. I don't know, his former boss was on record on Twitter, wasn't he, the other day?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought I saw that. Yeah, he was on record saying that Finneman, he had to be reprimanded for the way he was denigrating America. He's definitely not patriotic.
Pretty unconscionable. You know, I guess one of the things that concerns me, Brian, is that people may be under the impression that since McCabe is gone and Strzok and Page and some of the others are gone, that the deck has been cleared of Obama sycophants. And I'm afraid, as we are discovering, the bureaucracy is still pretty heavily entrenched with many of these kinds of individuals.
Yeah, I know that Christopher Wray, the new FBI director, is above reproach, and that's good. They finally got that going. I would think the rank and file don't do that. Normally, if you are in uniform, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Air Force, mm-hmm. or an FBI agent, the one thing you are sworn not to do is do partisan politics.
Right.
And I think the thing that mistakenly happens is when people that are wormy, or I don't know what the word wormy I want to use, but kind of limpy people like oh my God, like Comey.
Right.
And he's not respected at all. But, you know, those kind of weasels, they're weasel people. And if I was an FBI agent, I'd be embarrassed, you know.
Yeah.
I work for a different three-letter agency at the Justice Department, and we never had integrity problems. And if we did, they were put away and then arrested. We had a good IG level. But I'm thankful the IG process works. You know, if the IG wasn't the way they were, they wouldn't have helped clean up the mess. And
that's true. That's true.
McCabe, what, sued the government because he thought Trump pushed him out? No, the IG got him.
Yeah. Right, for verifiable reasons. What do you expect to see come out of the testimony this week, Brian?
Well, my take is this. I think the American people, I talk to a lot of people in the various things I do in my retirement years because I'm always out with the public for a lot of reasons.
Right.
And the average American really is tired of what they consider this a circus. They are happy with their state of life. They're happy because a lot of these people I've talked to have got good paying jobs. They're happy the gas prices are down, the economy is up, they're not having real major crime issues, they are worried about immigrants, and they're really upset that the Democrats particularly, but the Congress has not done anything to improve our health system or our road system. They're not doing anything. And I think the American people see that, and they think this is a total waste of time. There's nothing sexy or exciting to even watch these hearings.
Yeah, it's boring.
They're boring. I mean, I tried to watch and I said, okay, everything they're doing. And with Schiff systematically leaking it, he's taking all the wind out of the sails. And it's just like giving up a magic trick before he performs.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. You don't explain how you pull the rabbit out of the hat, right?
That's true. And I just, I think if we look at it from the big picture point of view and we don't pick sides in this whole equation, I think the average American, if they're not Republican or Democrat, where it comes from a planet, walk into this thing, they'd see a former vice president on tape threatening to fire a prosecutor of another country and withholding funds and finding that administration gave no money. And then you have an overheard phone call that a transcript's been released and know when there's a threat and you're trying to make a quantum leap of judgment
mm-hmm.
that somehow money was withheld when the money was passed on. And the testimony from these various people, including the Ukrainian ambassador, all say, well, I just felt uncomfortable. They felt uncomfortable. Nobody said there was any bribery. What was the lady representative? I can't think of her last name, who tried to speak, and Schiff wouldn't let her speak the other day.
Yeah, the congresswoman from New York.
New York, yeah. I mean, she was trying to ask questions, but, you know, I think what the American people do not like, and I certainly don't like, is there's nothing fair about the process.
Right.
Nobody wants to be in a kangaroo court. Nobody wants to be dragged into a room without your own attorney or your department's attorney representing you. And you're not getting fair questions. You can't cross-examine your accusers. My God, it's horrible. I mean, that's definitely unconstitutional, undemocratic, and, I mean, it makes me worried. A congressional committee that doesn't have the same code of ethics that the person being witness has to exhibit.
It's a pretty sad state of affairs when we have Adam Schiff acting essentially as a judge, jury, and executioner. Brian, I thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Brian Boyd, 30-plus year professional intelligence analyst and CT specialist. Brian, take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. God bless America and airborne.
Amen. Airborne all the way. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brian. 421 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Monday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rock on, brother.
That is what we do, after all. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Bob and the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time, and, of course, Little Annie in the news center, keeping us up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew, and you are a part of it because you are there on your side of the speaker. I run the risk of getting behind on the text line, so let me quickly catch up there. 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Bobby, your caller guest, Brian Boyd, had a career very much as my father's. His comments about this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, very much like what my father has always said. My dad retired with a long, stellar career as a major as well. Politics exist in military promotion just as any other career. Unlike this clown that went before Congress, my father has never boasted of his valor. Major Brian Boyd was dead on with his description. Great show, Bobby Mac. Bobby, just wondering, do you think or would it be possible that the president's phone line is bugged by the deep state and the Democrat Party, from Richard DeGosnell? At this point, they probably would be leery of doing that, but the techniques are so sophisticated now. You know, they have bugs that look like an insect, like a fly. So I can't dismiss the possibility entirely. Bobby, if Vindman denigrating America, that's exactly what the Democrats stand for and look for. Well, that's right. He was the perfect candidate for the job. Now, Bobby, it was well known by the leadership that Obama tried his best to purge conservative flag officers. Yep. Much like what happened in the Carter presidency at Langley, where many of the covert operators, the guys that really had been getting things done for 20 or 30 years, were dismissed when a Navy admiral that had little knowledge of intel was appointed as the DCI. Now, Bobby, whatever happened to dereliction of duty, especially for Congress? Bobby, the kickback group of libs from Ukraine's $1.1 billion is Obama, Biden, Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, George Soros, and Abner Mikva. Trump's phone call has exposed those so far. Who knows what else? Bobby, I did the census here in North Carolina in Greene County, specifically in 2010, and I can say from firsthand knowledge that I was not able to get at least 200 people in my little part of the county, and Greene County, North Carolina, is not that big. There you go. Bobby, I think there must be 11 million illegals in Berea alone. There you go. Bobby, President Trump really kicked the hornet's nest with a group of liberal extortionists over in Ukraine. $1.1 billion for MREs and blankets? Somebody got a lot of kickbacks. Yeah, and they needed, of course, missiles, anti-tank missiles, to be able to defend themselves against the Russians, and Obama would never give them those. Bobby, remember, there must first be a crime to have an impeachment. From Jeff in Lyman. Well, not in Adam Schiff's world, sadly. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, I'll have today's good news stories. Try and inject a few bright spots in here. So stay right there. 4:29 here on Monday on the Bobby Mack Show on 106.3 WORD and 101.5 in Anderson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Well, maybe you've had a problem in the past getting the turkey to come out exactly right. Not to worry, because our annual visit with the ladies from the Butterball Helpline will be along right after 5 this afternoon to give you all kinds of tips to make sure that the bird comes out just the way you want it. And everybody will say, that turkey is delicious. So make a note about half an hour from now. 4:37 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned today's good news stories. Wait a second. Hang on just a second. Let me reach back here and grab the good news file because I've been hanging on to these for a couple of days, but I wanted to go ahead and get them in here because we need a little good news from time to time. Here is Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Feel so good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
A week ago yesterday, there was a minor wreck on the Beltway in Houston. And have you ever been to Houston and tried to drive in there rush hour? Well, it's always rush hour traffic in Houston these days. And apparently nobody was seriously hurt, but there was a dog in one of the cars, and it got loose and was panicked, naturally, with everything that was going on around the wreck, and started running around in traffic. The dog ended up about a half mile from where the crash occurred, cars whizzing by on the expressway. Luckily, nobody hit the dog because around 20 drivers stopped their cars, blocked traffic, and helped to catch it.
The first thing that hit our mind was, oh, my God, it's a dog on the side of the road in the middle of traffic. So everybody was on the same page. It seemed like it was really like a team-oriented thing because everybody at the same time just slowed down, put flashers on, and immediately the first thing everyone cared about was taking care of that dog. We tried to call the dog. Of course, you've seen the video of me trying to get him to come over, and he didn't have any interest. I'm sure he was terrified. My wife had water and bowl, cooled it down a little bit, and the owner, they were just good relief.
Yeah, nice the way this worked out. Apparently, the dog ran through some broken glass when it jumped out of the owner's car, so its paws were bleeding, but other than that, it was unhurt. They gave the pooch some water and reunited it with the owner. One person who stopped to help said it was a huge team effort. Another driver also noted they didn't hear a single person honk their horn or get annoyed. Everybody was just trying to help the doggy. A guy in Utah is doing something pretty creative. If you're a cat person, you'll love this. The guy's name is Philip Rojic. He's trying to help as many feral cats as possible make it through the winter. And you can imagine what winters are like in Utah. So he takes these old Rubbermaid coolers, drills a 6-inch hole in one side, and then fills them with straw. And then he puts them around the community so the kitties can get inside and ride out the winter storms.
Normally in the cooler keeps things cold. We're going to use it to keep animals warm.
1/4-inch pipe insulation. Fill it up about halfway.
Straw has been used for hundreds of years for bedding for animals, and that's because it has the ability to dry out. And there you go, a cat cooler. 2 or 3 cats could fit inside this cooler. So they just disappear, get overlooked. To me, living creatures, they deserve to have, you know, their basic needs met. I'm giving them a second chance one way or the other.
Yeah, nice. He didn't come up with the idea himself, he admits. The ASPCA website has instructions on how to build these things, but he has inspired more people to do it. Uses plastic coolers because they're more sturdy, and he makes the hole using a 6-inch hole saw that attaches to his drill like a normal drill bit. You can buy one at Home Depot or get one on Amazon for about $20. The styrofoam coolers, they also work and are a little bit easier, in fact, because you don't need a drill. But either way, these shelters only take about 5 minutes to make and certainly are beneficial to help the kitties get through the winter weather. All right, there's today's good news story. Today, conversely, today's bad news story. Somebody, some media advisor, some PR rep with the British royal family thought it would be a good idea in the wake of all the media buzz about Prince Andrew and his pal Jeffrey Epstein, would be a good idea for the prince to go on TV and talk about it. And not so much. Prince Andrew dealing with harsh backlash from critics and media personalities over an interview over the weekend about his relationship with now deceased, maybe, maybe not, sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and the numerous sexual assault allegations against the prince. Andrew, 59, was interviewed by BBC Newsnight's Emily Maitlis Thursday at Buckingham Palace for a tell-all about his involvement with Epstein, which many unanimously agree was a total public relations disaster for the Duke of York. Many in the media quick to deride Prince Andrew for not only defending his friendship with Epstein, but for failing to show empathy for the convicted sex offender's victims. Charlie Proctor, editor of the Royal Central website, which covers the British monarchy, said, "I expected a train wreck. that this turned out to be a plane crashing into an oil tanker, causing a tsunami, triggering a nuclear explosion. Bad. Virginia Roberts, now Virginia Guffrey, has said Epstein forced her to have sex with Prince Andrew in 2001 when she was 17. She says Epstein flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, and that she had encounters with Andrew in London, New York, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's recently challenged the British royal to speak out, telling reporters in New York he knows exactly what he's done. Andrew told the BBC, and the answer is nothing. One Twitter user captured the reaction of many by posting a video of a man pouring gasoline onto a fire using the headline hashtag Prince Andrew. But it was his failure to show compassion for Epstein's victims that earned the prince the most scorn. Lawyer Gloria Allred, defending many of the victims, called for Prince Andrew to be interviewed by the FBI to help with the investigation into the late financier's sex crimes during an appearance on Good Morning Britain. I don't see how he could have not known that there were underage girls, minors, because he did visit the homes of Mr. Epstein in New York, in Palm Beach, in the Virgin Islands, and I happen to know that there were underage girls in all those locations. Elsewhere in the interview, Andrew admitted that he did not regret his friendship with Epstein because of the people he met and all the things he learned. Another statement for which he was chastised by the media, quote, deeply disappointing. Prince Andrew says he does not regret his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein because of the people he met. As a member of the royal family, does he not have the opportunity to meet virtually anyone in the world? Andrew's decision to grant an interview that went into forensic detail about his well-documented ties to a sex offender, a high-stakes gamble in a country where royals traditionally don't submit to such questioning. When they speak at all, they usually offer carefully considered comments about their charitable works. But if Andrew thought the gamble would draw a line under the affair, he's mistaken, said Kate Williams, a specialist in royal history at Reading University. Williams said no amount of charity work is going to address the amount of harm done in the interview, saying the royal household today will be in damage control mode, trying to work out how to minimize the damage that has come from this. He has to go. Simply last night was really a burning of the bridges, I think, for Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew, Queen Elizabeth II's second son, eighth in line to the throne. So, good work, Andy. Nice job. Did you ever think about saying, you know, I probably shouldn't have been around this guy? Because it turns out he was a pedophile. I didn't know he was a pedophile, you understand? Yeah, right. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 4:51 now, 9 before 5. Butterball Helpline lady will be along after the news top of the hour. So if you have some questions about making sure that things go smoothly as you cook the bird on Thanksgiving, we'll be able to put your mind at ease. You may remember last week I suggested that with all the problems associated with the Popeyes chicken sandwich, people getting in fights in line and all kinds of fisticuffs being involved. We had the ultimate I guess, over the weekend in Milwaukee. Seven employees of a Popeyes get into a knockdown, drag-out brawl. I had suggested that now we should add the word Popeyed to the English vocabulary as being descriptive of getting beaten up by going to Popeyes. So apparently the employees also got Popeyed last week. We'll have that coming along later in Boneheads in the News. Quite a scene. To the phones we go. Bill is along next. He is in Boiling Springs. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bobby. I just wanted to kind of touch base with you and find out what your feelings were on what's going on with some of these hearings. I kind of believe that our constitutional republic is at risk at this point because of people like George Soros, and which has, I think, has bought an awful lot of people in our Congress.
Yes.
And also has interfered with our State Department. So I'm just kind of asking, what kind of action can the American people take to put a stop to this crap?
I would like to see the American Congress, and it's not going to happen for the reason that you mentioned, because Soros controls so many of certainly the Democrat representatives in Congress. But in, I believe it was Hungary, the president there got his legislature to pass a law outlawing specific NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which are the ones that Soros funds. And it was specifically directed at him because he was trying to promote more immigration from the Middle East and Africa into Europe. And so they passed that law, and Soros's NGO is not allowed to operate there. It would be nice to see him limited in that way here as well. Otherwise, about all we can do is elect enough true conservatives to counter what he's doing.
And it certainly is frightening to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's gotten pretty bad in the last few years.
It's getting worse all the time, and what Schiff is conducting is not an impeachment inquiry or an impeachment hearing, because that actually would have to be in the Judiciary Committee instead of the Intelligence Committee. What he's conducting is a circus or a farce. There's no attempt at fairness, as we saw with the representative congresswoman from New York last week trying to interject and ask Schiff, look, we're going to be able to call the whistleblower? Are we going to be able to ask questions? But Schiff has set himself up, as I've described, as judge, jury, and executioner. He can only allow, or he will only allow, Republicans to ask questions that he approves of, which he says are germane to the issue. So there's no attempt at fairness at all.
Well, George Soros' sister, I believe, is married to Adam Schiff's sister. Is that not right? I think it is.
I had seen somewhere that there was some family relation there, and then somebody else said that Adam Schiff did not have a sister. So I don't know. But in any event, whether there is a in-law relationship or even a blood relationship, there certainly is an ideological connection between Soros and Schiff.
All right. Thank you very much, Bobby. We'll have to stay on top of it.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. We do indeed. And it sets a terrible precedent, because impeachment was not designed to be used as a political tool to remove a duly elected president because you don't like him. David is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, who was the patriot you had on the phone, the Army guy? Was it Chris?
That is Brian Boyd. Brian is okay. He has a long government service career, including beginning in the Green Berets and then including Langley and JSOC.
I wish you would have asked him when he made that comment, and you may have thought about it, but just let him go with the flow. You know more than I know. But bottom line is, when he made that comment about Christopher Wray,
yes,
of the FBI being above reproach, I'm going to tell you all I can tell you, Bob. I don't have the credentials he's got, but I would definitely challenge him on that. Everything I've seen, and I've seen from Tom Fitton, who I think is the best of the best.
Yes, he is.
Says that Ray is absolutely slow-walking everything. He's not much different than Comey, except he's a little bit shorter, and he's just doing his very best to protect the FBI and pass off everything else to the Department of Justice. The Department of Defense or the CIA or the NSA, and just hoping that Trump will be out of his hair and be bit back to business as usual in the swamp. I don't see him as a patriot. I see him as an absolute crook.
I share your concerns to some degree, David, because from what I have seen of Christopher Wray, the one thing that stood out to me was when he testified before Congress following the Mueller investigation and said something to the effect of he thinks that the integrity of the FBI is intact. So I'm reserving judgment on him. Let's wait and see what happens when all the investigations are complete. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show has zipped on past as the sun is sinking slowly towards the western horizon. We check in with the Butterball Turkey Helpline in time for Thanksgiving coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.